You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. My guest is Jessie Sears. She's a native filmmaker from the Karuk tribe. She documented a group of indigenous youth who became the first people to navigate the Klamath River from its source to the Pacific Ocean following the largest dam removal project in U.S. history. The new film, featured by Oregon Public Broadcasting, is titled First Descent, Kayaking the Klamath. Welcome to the Exchange, Jessie.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell me about your new film.
Yeah, so First Descent, Kayaking the Klamath is about a group of indigenous youth that kayaked the entire Klamath River. So that's about 310 miles. This took them 30 days. And they did this because 4 out of the 6 dams were removed on the Klamath River. And this dam removal was a huge moment in history for not only the tribes in the area, but just for dam removal worldwide.
And how many kayakers were there?
The descent started with 15 youth, ranging from the ages of 13 to 20. And then by the end, there was about 28 kayakers.
Wow. Okay. So, and it took them 30 days?
Yes, took them 30 days from June 12th to July 12th or 11th. And 310 miles. They camped every night. And it was quite the journey to be able to watch and see the effort that they put into it. And this was organized by the program Paddle Tribal Waters.
And how many did you say started out the trek?
Yeah, it started with 15. And then along the way, more kayakers were able to come. This had to do with, you know, previous scheduling. And it also had to do with the ability. So parts of this river were like class 3, 4, 5 rapids, and not all of the youth were cleared to do every section. So started with 15, and by the end, there was 28.
Okay, now when you talk about the classes of rapids, I know kayaking can be dangerous, especially along unknown river routes, and with the removal of these dams, that probably created additional challenges. What were some of the risks involved?
Yeah, I mean, kayaking is a pretty intense sport. I don't do it, but after, you know, watching them on the river, I was able to see how dangerous it can be. So a lot of this youth, they trained actually for like 3 years, some of them having never kayaked before, and they had to learn all the skills that you would need to be able to successfully run this river, from, you know, being able to, you know, if you flip upside down, being able to flip yourself back up safely, or how to exit your kayak safely. Just kind of like all of the necessary skills that you would need to do this. And yeah, it took them 3 years of training.
And when you talked about the classes of rapids, what did they range along the river?
From my understanding, they ranged from 1 to 5. And there was only one section that was class 5, and that's one of the highest. I believe the highest ever is like a 6 or 7, from what I understand. And so a few of them were actually able to successfully run through a class 5, which is really impressive considering that they're teenagers.
So all of them didn't go through all of the rapids, but they took turns?
Well, it was not necessarily turns. It was more of skill level. So in order to make sure that they were all safe, only a few were cleared to do the class 4 or 5 rapids. And then like during the class 1, 2, and 3, more youth were able to run those based on skill level.
Gotcha. And so how long did it take for you to create this film?
Yeah, that's a good question. I started pre-production, so just kind of like the planning, actually about a year ago, just trying to, you know, understand the story and make my way in and get invited to film. And then we were able to film 10 out of the 30 days, which I am so grateful we were able to do that. We were able to get the beginning at the headwaters, and then we were able to get the middle when they went through where all the previous dam sites were. And that was really a remarkable day for us. And then we were able to film the end. So it was a total of 10 filming days. And then the edit took about a month.
And who was your team?
Yeah, so my team was me, and then cinematographer Brandon Swanson, also over at OPB. We also had Evan Rodriguez, and Anna Lueck. And then towards the end, we collaborated with Underscore Native News. So they were with us at the end as well.
Who did you say was with you at the end?
Yeah, Underscore Native News.
Okay.
They're based in Portland. Yeah, they're really great. So they were there with us at the end. So relatively small team. For most of it, it was just Brandon and I. And it was a really great opportunity.
So you're saying that this journey started at the headwaters? Or correct. Where did it start?
Yeah, it started at the headwaters, actually, of the Wood River. And that's near Chiloquin. And it runs through the Wood River and then Agency and Klamath Lake, which then goes into the Klamath River.
Okay, and so 310 miles all the way to mm-hmm. the Pacific Ocean?
Correct, yes, all the way to Klamath. And it ended in Requa, California, on the Yurok Reservation, right at the ocean. So right when they were done, they hopped out of their kayaks and just sprinted to the ocean. And they had truly, started at the headwaters in Oregon and then all the way through to the Pacific Ocean. It was really incredible.
Okay, so out of the 28 that completed it, what number actually started it? You said 15. Were they all 15 were part of the crew that completed it as well?
Correct, yes.
So tell me about the celebration. What was that like?
The celebration was incredible. Yeah, like I said, it was on the Yurok Reservation, and there was a full celebration of community members, family members, news, and it was just a truly inspiring thing to see, these teenagers complete such a journey and then have everyone there celebrating with them. And if you see the film, you will see the parents reuniting with their kids who some of them they didn't see them for the full 30 days. So that was really incredible. And then during the celebration, there was a lot of speeches from tribal members, community members, just honoring them and celebrating them like they deserve. And yeah, it was really incredible.
My guest is Jessie Sears. Her new film, First Descent, Kayaking the Klamath, is featured on the OPB website in the Oregon Field Guide. Viewers can also watch the film on YouTube. You can find a link to it on our website at jeffexchange.org. So, Jessie, were there medical personnel involved in this along the way to make sure that everyone's safe?
There were a lot of guides. So there were a lot of kayaking guides that have worked with the youth over the past few years through the program Paddle Tribal Waters, which is under the organization Rio Vista River. So they were prepared and, had the knowledge to be able to tend to any urgent matters. But luckily, everyone was safe and there were no, I think the biggest concern was getting sunburned. I think that was the biggest thing that I saw happen. But other than that, everyone was safe and everyone was prepared. And yeah, Paddle Tribal Waters, that program did a really good job at ensuring that they were going to be able to safely do this.
Well, over the course of 30 days, you can have all kinds of weather.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the biggest weather that I saw was just, a lot of heat and sun. And even I, when I was on the river, I was not good about sunscreen a few days and got really, really bad sunburn and maybe even sun poisoning. I think that was just the biggest concern and the biggest thing that I saw with the other youth as well.
Wow.
Was just dehydration and, sun.
So when did this take place? What time frame?
Yeah, this took place this last summer from June to July.
Okay. And Jessie, what's your background? How did you get into filmmaking?
Yeah, I am actually a Kudu tribal member myself. So my grandma was born on the Klamath River. And because of that, I was, naturally drawn to this story. And I've always wanted to be a filmmaker ever since I could remember. And I have found that documentaries that are focused on indigenous communities and indigenous sovereignty and indigenous success, it just it's exactly where I need to be. So I'm very grateful to be at OPB, and they, you know, give me the ability to do this. It's really great.
Okay, so you actually work at OPB.
Correct, yes. I am a producer for Indigenous communities under the Science and Environment team. And the main show I will produce for is Oregon Field Guide.
Okay, and what was the story behind this idea? How did this idea germinate?
The idea of the first descent?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this idea stemmed from the four dams being removed on the river, and it was a way to connect Indigenous youth to the river and kind of make a statement of the benefits that can come from dam removal. So it was a way to, yeah, make a statement, get the word out that the salmon are coming back, the river is healing, and they kind of knew that it would be kind of big in the media. So this was a statement and a celebration for dam removal.
Is there any particular person who thought up this idea from the beginning?
I know that there were a few. Under Rios to Rivers, there was Weston, and then Rush and Paul. There's so many people. Yeah, they're all within Rios to Rivers, and they kind of all came up with the idea together. And over the past few years, trained the youth to prepare.
And how did they recruit these youth?
You know, that I actually am not totally sure. I know from the youth that I did speak to, I know that, you know, they were like, oh, my cousin heard about it and they started doing it. And then, you know, we hopped on and started doing it. So I think it was a lot of work to like word of mouth. But I don't know their exact method of recruiting them.
What do you want audiences to take away from this film?
Yeah, that's a good question. I want audiences to take away from this film the benefits of dam removal, as well as kind of looking at rivers in a different way, in a different lens, and seeing how Indigenous communities view the river versus how, you know, everyone else kind of sees rivers more of, like, for example, you know, off the bat, we want to be like, oh, well, yeah, rivers can provide water for farms, and they can, you know, be like a means for recreation. But I think in a more Indigenous perspective, a river can be an ancestor as well that provides for us, and we need to provide for it as well. And I think this youth, they really demonstrate that different perspective. And I'd like to see that more widely used.
Do you think your film could be an inspiration for other dams to be removed?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. Because in the middle of the film, we really show the difference of what the river looked like before the dam removal and then how it looks after. And it is a huge difference. And it's kind of difficult to argue that when you see how clean it is and you see that fish are coming back and the people along the river are healing. So yeah, I would hope so.
Well, there are over 90,000 dams across the country. So we've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, yes. And I think it does require a deeper conversation and then looking at each individual place. The dams on the Klamath weren't providing a lot of energy, and the data was there that they were doing more harm than good. And so I think it does just, how would I say this? I think it just opens up a larger conversation.
Absolutely. And hopefully that conversation will be held in Salem and other state legislatures. What's next for you?
Yeah, what's next for me is I just want to continue highlighting Indigenous success within my role at OPB and trying to work within Indigenous communities in a different way, in a better way, and taking the time and attention that each story needs.
Okay, and we'll leave it there. Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you so much.
My guest was Jessie Sears. Her new film, First Descent, Kayaking the Klamath, is featured on the OPB website. I'm Mike Green. You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio.